Life's a Risk, written by Will, narrated by Ecliff Kleine. Chapter 1. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Quote by Thomas Jefferson. What happens in your life next is up to you. Yes, life handed you a lump of coal, and you could blame the world, your husband, wife, boss, your country, a neighbor, whatever, or whomever. It's done. Crying over what's in the past doesn't help you. You need to get over it, and that's what you're here to do, starting right now. Mentally, you have chose to pick yourself up and carry on. More than that, you need to decide that you want more for yourself. You want to improve your life. Whatever happened, you want to show the world that you're stronger, tougher, and better for it. How do you prepare yourself mentally? You ask, when all you want is to hide under the covers or vegetate in front of the TV all day. You can. But the very fact you've opened this book means that, on some level, you recognize the need to change. You want to make some changes. Besides, becoming a couch potato does nothing for your abs, your sanity, or your wallet. Firstly, you need to take your head out of the sand and look at where you are. Understanding how you got here is the first step to getting your life back on track. Think about it. How did you get to this point in your life? And why did you allow it? Why are you still choosing to let it define you at this moment? What do you want to do about it? And how are you going to get to where you want to be? Not by going off shouting from every rooftop about how you were wronged. No, not by plotting revenge to get back at anyone. That's just wasted energy. By deciding you're going to be the best you can be, show your critics, nemesis, and anyone else who's looked at you as someone less exactly who you can become. Try to see your story as if you're an outsider looking in. See your life as if you're watching a television documentary unfold. Observe your behavior throughout the situation, leading you to this moment. Go as far back as you can. If it's your marriage that failed, start at the beginning, before you got engaged. Were there any red flags then? Had you been misreading things that far back? If not, work your way forward until you can identify the time things changed for you. Ask yourself whether there were extenuating circumstances or miscommunication. Did you start doing something differently? Did they? Remember, you're observing. The idea is to watch with detachment, so you don't let your emotions cloud your vision. Be honest. Most of the time, it's not all the other person's fault. Sometimes, we're too caught up with ourselves and our lives, and we don't realize that we're not paying attention. Sometimes, people just grow in different directions. When this happens, you both know it, but the tendency is to ignore it rather than sit down and discuss it. Often, our fear keeps us from facing the reality of a situation. It's common, not only in relationships, but also in the workplace and socially, for a stage of non-action to occur for a while. In a relationship, the more observant partner may act on it, and the other may decide they would rather stick with what they know, stand in a comfort zone, hoping things will improve.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?